Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriasecret.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bridgerton, the official podcast, is a partnership between Shondaland Audio and iHeartRadio. Welcome to Bridgerton, the official podcast, your exclusive peek behind the curtain of Shondaland's Bridgerton series. Before we meet our guests this week, here's a brief recap of episode 208, The Viscount Who Loved Me. A passionate night turns into a terrifying morning as Antony rushes to save Kate after her riding accident. Antony can't bear to visit her while she recovers, but when she awakens, Violet Bridgerton urges Antony not to lose her, and after a failed proposal, the pair reunite at the final ball in a well-deserved season finale. Joining host Gabrielle Collins this week is Simone Ashley, who plays Kate Sharma, Jonathan Bailey, who plays Antony Bridgerton, and Cheryl Dunier, director of episodes 207 and 208.
Welcome back to Bridgerton, the official podcast.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Today's the 15th of February, and I realized this day last year was when it was announced that I was joining the world of Bridgerton.
Wow.
Kind of crazy we're doing the podcast today, because it's been a very crazy year. I think me casting for the role, it all happened within like 14 days. It was like blink and I got the role kind of thing. It was so fast paced. And, you know, it was in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah. And the fact that it's February 15th, like full circle.
I know. I remember I was like, I literally moved into this apartment. I like moved all my stuff from LA here. I was a bit all over the place and I was putting my IKEA table together. And then the casting announcement was announced and it was just like, okay. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And now a year later, I'm sat talking with you and we've done it. And
wow.
So weird.
That is so crazy.
I think it was when we wrapped, we were doing press the next day and me, Johnny and Adjoa were outside and we were just about to get in our cars and we were like, you know, it's so rare where you put so much work into a project and you know it's going to just be fantastic and that we all love it at the same time. How special is that and how privileged are we to be a part of all of this? Honestly, really, like the most special year of my life so far. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly special being back on set. I think after having, you know, had such a wild year, as everyone has, you know, because obviously of the pandemic, but then within that to have Bridgerton come out and for it to become what it became, it felt like no time had passed, but you know, we'd all experienced these extraordinary things. So yeah, it was really cathartic. It was brilliant. Obviously, knowing that I was going to step into the sort of romance narrative this time around was thrilling and intimidating and, you know, scary in all the right ways. And the best I could do really on the run up to it was to get fit, look after myself, and then because obviously you want to just dive into the material, and Chris Van Dusen is such a genius, and I know we got scripts quite late on, and so I'd met Charithra and Simone first in the flesh, and we did a chemistry test, so that was one big piece of the the puzzle, and then met Charithra on a Zoom chemistry test. And so it was like seeing all the pieces fall into place was really, really exciting. And then the scripts came last, really. So yeah, I just had to sort of hold your nerve in that respect in terms of prep.
It's really nostalgic for me, actually, to kind of think back on receiving episodes, because we would all have Zoom read-throughs together and, you know, reading the scripts. Just, yeah, last year was one of the most special years of my life. I think it was 11 months of work. So basically, you know, a whole year of being in these scripts and in this world and with these amazing, talented casting crew and people. It was just, it was like literally 11 months of Bridgerton, of just so consumed in that world, which I loved.
I didn't realize it was that long of a production.
Yeah. Like, so when I got cast, I literally then went straight into wig fittings, makeup tests, and horse riding, and then we were filming, accent training, rehearsals, and then we wrapped by end of November. So I loved it. I didn't want it to end.
I think with season two especially, it was an amazing long-term marathon challenge, and to be effectively a member of the crew because you're in every day was amazing.
When I hear you talk about the prep and the work that you did put into it, I hope listeners realize you're not just showing up and being gorgeous.
No, not at all.
Which, yes, but like, it's so much work you guys are doing.
That it was so much work. But you know what? The scripts were written so beautifully. Chris Van Dusen is such a wonderful soul, such a gentle character, but also so smart, and he knew what he wanted with this story. So to work with him and with such beautiful writing, to have such amazing chemistry with Johnny, and for him to be leading this show and being such a wonderful human he is, and everything put together, it didn't feel like work. We all wanted to create this fabulous love story.
What was your experience like working with Cheryl?
I loved working with Cheryl. I think she's got a really good heart, and I think that really, it really bleeds into her work and just how she is on set and how she works. Working with her, similar with Johnny, like, we didn't have to have like loads of lengthy conversations. It was quite unspoken. Like, she would just kind of say a few things and we would get it.
Simone was so great. Charming. She's lovely. She's just, you know, everything. So it was like, oh my God, I can't, you know, I love you and all of the work that you do. I love Sex Education, one of my favorite shows. And look how, you're just gorgeous. She was just the most charming, you know, wonderful person who listened, who was on point, who, you know, showed up, who expressed herself, who took direction.
Was Jeffrey like Jeffrey Jer? Like, what role does he play in?
Yeah, Jeff Jer, he's my side. You know, he was like the most gentle guy, right? I mean, you think that somebody who kind of creates a look for a show, who's dedicated to a show, who shot the whole, you know, show or the whole season, is going to be like tired and like, all right, girl, I'm out. But he was like, let's meet on the weekend and talk about this. He was like a kid. He felt it, we were both like kids, and we both he stood at the wheels, meaning there's these wheels where you can kind of work the camera in the room. While some DPs actually sit down and other people do stuff, Jeff was working all the time. I mean, he was more than dedicated, and just went. I don't know where he got his energy, because he was on way before me, and, you know, I was tired, but he was, I mean, again, wanting to meet on weekends because we didn't get enough time to talk about this or that, wanting to come up with the shot list, wanting to come up with, you know, the blocking, wanting to, you know, make sure I get the overhead shot, wanting to help me do this sequence of, you know, just everything. He gave it his all on his cart where he stood and ran these wheels to work with camera. He had a little espresso machine, and he would always go, hey, Cheryl, you want an espresso? I was like, yeah. Like, oh my God, this is as good as it gets. Here you go. Before I even said it sometimes, here you go. And I was just like, he is taking care of me 200%. You know, he's helping me get my looks. He's helping me create the look I want for the show. He's adding new ideas. He's saying this and that. And then he's offering me an espresso. Lord, I was like, okay, I don't want to leave. I didn't want to leave. I was like, I don't have to leave. It's over. Please invite me back. I kept saying, please invite me back. I love Bridget. I just do.
We'll be back after the break with a deep dive into the full arc of Kate and Anthony's love story.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with a limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back.
There's something about the way it like all comes to a head in the last two episodes, but there's also a lot of finally happening in episodes 207 and 208.
So much happens in every episode. And I think Johnny and I both knew like where it was going to go and what was the difference. Obviously from reading the books and discussions with Chris, we could kind of get a sense of where things were going and what was going to happen. But yeah, I think we were so engrossed in each block in each episode anyway, that I remember getting episode 7 and 8 and being like, no way, like this happens.
He's letting go of being the Viscount, or at least trying to. He's getting with Edwina's older sister. Like there's a whole lot that's happening within Anthony when it comes to the family duty versus the love.
And it's so earned. I think there's so much tension between them, and you really follow their characters' journeys and everything that they go through, that when it does happen, it's such fireworks.
Working with Jonathan Bailey as Anthony, did you both have a lot of conversations about what was going on inside Anthony's head as he was making like these final decisions?
Yeah. My conversations with Jonathan Bailey were just amazing. I mean, he's a wonderful, talented actor, theater, you know, Bridgerton. I mean, he goes, you know, beyond what he is in this character. And I think he uses all his parts in this. I think the biggest issue, which runs through the season, is his relationship with his father. What happened many, many years ago. And if he can recover from that to move on and live his life. And I think that undercurrent was something that he really wanted people to feel. You know, what do you do with all that pent up energy where you build over a scar and you never look into it? You know, you walk with a heavy heart and a dark heart and you can't heal. And the self internal healing that character had to go through to be vulnerable again, to show up to, for Kate, as a whole being, and not as, you know, as anything other than himself, to offer himself to somebody instead of offer all these notions and all this baggage that he was carrying. So that was something that we really kind of drummed through. And once we hit that spirit, I just stepped away and let him go. Right. I mean, that's one thing that he's such a talented actor that he, you know, I just could walk away and let him feel that and let him bring that to the surface. And some of those performances, I must tell you that I was crying.
And I would undoubtedly feel the same pain I felt all over again if I had to, because real, true love is worth it. Do not lose her, Anthony.
You know, it's such a beautiful scene where he is sitting there listening to his mother and just having this moment with Violet and him, and he just breaks down and lets it go, and he listens instead of talks. Again, there's a lot of stuff on the page, and there's a lot of stuff you just have to let people kind of translate into the performances, and that's a performance that I would say that he, you know, just knocked out of the ballpark.
I mean, from my memory of it, it felt like the surge of realization comes with Violet's conversation in the final episode. So I feel like that was probably the moment where she needs to be told that he's in love. And that's amazing, because it's amazing for so many reasons. One, that it's just such a generous act of, and I know that Phoebe, Daphne, tries to tell him that and to educate him that, but he can't hear that because love for him is the absolute worst case scenario, because it brings back all the trauma. And Benedict has a sense of that, but doesn't really push him that far, just is kindly nudging him along the sidelines. But really, it's Violet who just says, you know, this is love, and this is what it is, and you need to go and fight for her, and if you don't, let this go, you know. And so, God, it's funny, like, even now, I well up, I'm talking about it. I always thought it was just because I was so tired filming the second series, but it's like, you really, like, you know, you just get so quiet as you play. But yeah, and I think it's just such a generous act. And I think in that moment, I think he has probably in his head a sort of Netflix retrospect montage, and suddenly everything clicks in a different way. And I think he just in that moment manages to process so much and to understand that actually it is love. I think he just doesn't understand. I just think he really isn't emotionally... He doesn't have the vocabulary emotionally, because I don't think he managed to grow in the right way because of the losing his father at such a really, really delicate time for a man in their early 20s, or, you know, well, late teens even, where the world sees you as an adult and you're really, really not.
Yeah, that was a beautiful one, to see somebody with so much, you know, so much pomp and circumstance, so much about, you know, what a Viscount should be and who he should be. And he had become very unclear. He'd become unstable. But his heart was opening, you know, when he really kind of lets go in my final episode of my block, the last episode, and really, you know, makes that decision and actually really, like, lets, you know, Kate was going to die. And he thought she was going to die, and it dug right into that wound. And he had to, like, come to terms with that.
That's right. Yeah. Kate falling and busting her head open does take him right back to those emotions that we see him facing in, like, his flashbacks and all of the reasons why he won't just fall.
You see, witnessing a near-death experience, I think, with Kate triggers so much. But what happens in that moment, which I'm sure and I hope comes through, is that unlike his father, I feel like he must have really hated himself at the fact that he probably lives with the fact that he could have saved his father. But what happens with Kate is that he has a moment of freezing, and then he actually clicks into action. He picks her up, he saves her. And I think, you know, he's so full of adrenaline after that, I think that is also a massive moment with Violet, where he realizes that he's managed to step up and that he is half of what his father was, which is all he could ever hope to be, because his father was in his eyes the hero. So yeah, I feel like that's where he really works it out. It's such a brilliant psychological study, actually, as to what that is, and it's such a big part of why Anthony is who he is and why he's behaved in the way he has.
My lord, Run!
Oh my God, Kate!
Call the surgeon at once!
She has a cut on the back of her head. I kept pressure on it, but it needs stitching.
Sharma, can you hear me?
My blanket, she's still shivering!
Allow me to get to work.
There was a moment where we were talking, me and Chris, about the backstories and the flashbacks, and I was really, really keen on playing them. And I think they could have gone either way. I think they'd mentioned they might get a younger actor. And I just think for the understanding of Ruth's Violet's character, but also Anthony from series one and series two, just it's such a specific and very perceptive relationship of trauma between generations where Anthony's had to, and I've said this before, but it sort of had to be a surrogate husband to her, as we see her trauma, or at least has to be supportive and give her space. But in doing so, you know, there was no other option really, because there was no sort of therapy at the time or support system. But he, yeah, I think he sort of fell through the cracks. And I think, and it's not her fault, but I think she sort of allowed that to happen. And that was kind of upsetting. And after that, I think I did actually burst into tears. And Ruth was just there. So we were downstairs somewhere near the snack, between the snacks and the coffee van. And it was just a bit, yeah, I think it was quite an anxious place to be, I think. You get through it, but you just, and also with Ruth watching her, because of the nature of the sort of intensity of those scenes, me and Ruth balanced out by just sort of crying with laughter when we weren't doing it.
Even listening to, there's a moment where Will, I mean, the young actor who plays Will, is Gregory, he comes in the room and he's a little vulnerable about coming in to speak to Anthony, Gregory is at one point, and they have a moment together looking at their father's portrait on the wall and doing this kind of, that was a breakdown. It's like, I loved him. This is how I loved him. You don't remember him, but he would have loved you. He was silly. And him being able to talk about that.
Your father was the best man I've ever known. It was good for a laugh, of course, but he was courageous and never afraid to fight, not just for his family, but for everything else, too.
To do that, I shot from the point of view of the father's portrait, looking down at them as they're looking up, and it's created a wonderful center punched duo, and then, you know, I did a reverse on them too, because the team is just great. We're just great, you know, Jeff was just amazing to work with. So capturing some really great moments around in my block around this storyline.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many micro shifts, and I think some of those are surprising to him. And I think it's interesting with Anthony to know when he's aware of what's happening to him and when he's not. And I felt like he was kind of incredibly anxious anyway, all the time, and was really buckling under the pressure of his responsibilities. So I sort of made a decision quite early on that actually a lot of his sense and perspective on what's happening only really happens when he's on his own. So when he's having every sort of interaction he has is so intense, every different character, that he's sort of just trying to get through each moment. And I think so many times he upsets people or says the wrong thing. And so mapping that out and seeing how that goes forward, it felt like he was just acting in the moment quite a lot of the time, other than the prescribed approach of just, you know, choosing a wife. And Edwina is, for all intents and purposes, just sort of a perfect Viscountess material. So it's just sort of like he's sort of split, I think, in a psychological term, in that he sort of like represses so much of who he really is and his yearning. And he's done that for so long, as we know. And I think that's why it's so important to see his love affair with Sienna in series one, and to see how badly he could treat people and how tough he was with himself around it. Because with Kate, we see that he immediately starts compartmentalizing that. But I think basically it was Chris Van Dusen is just so great, and his understanding and interpretation of all of the characters is just beyond. And so much of it's in the edit as well. Yeah, I just think he was just kind of in the moment. And I think that was my approach to it. And I think then going into that final ball and the final dance is just really torturous for him, because, you know, as we all know, as humans, you can work out that you're in love and that you feel those things. But the next stage is, how do you communicate that? And how do you nurture it and how do you catch it and keep it alive?
I think those are lessons that we, you know, especially during this pandemic, where we're losing so many people, and this world, we're losing so many people, and just life. You're able to talk about your pain. They, he, she, whatever, man, woman, whatever you are, talk about your pain, communicate it, don't hold it on. And this is something I do in my life right now. You can't carry everybody's suitcases, especially your own, forever. It's too heavy. It's too heavy. It clogs you up. You're not living your own life. So that's something that he did in another scene, and it was really beautiful.
After the break, we'll return to wrap up the season finale.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection, in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. And now, in this season's must-have shades and patterns, add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back to Bridgerton, the official podcast.
You mentioned when we first started talking about having all of the fun married sex scenes in episode 208. There's a moonlit scene where Anthony and Kadar, they're like fighting, but, you know, they just still fall into each other. What was that like?
It was not easy. I mean, so Chris really, the writer and showrunner, really wanted this stuff to be shot outside. And, you know, them to have sex outside in this, you know, under the moonlit, you know, on the ground and this and that. And it's November. It's November.
Yeah.
To get all those clothes off, you're wearing a corset, to make that happen romantically, it just wasn't that easy. I had to figure out a lot in shooting it with Jeff. In pieces, the way to kind of shoot around it, what to bring inside. We can bring some of these moments, how to shoot it tight enough or wide enough. And then again, about the kind of, you know, what we had to do with an intimacy counsel and coordinator to make sure that everybody was okay involved in this moment. So, and then just still to make it sexy.
Right.
So it was a lot of stuff that was not on the page that had to be taken into consideration to capture and shoot. To then, you know, toss over to the edit and to be able to cut up. So I had to make sure I was getting everything and everything safely and hot and, you know, literally trying to make people feel like they're hot I mean, we're outside in the cold at like, you know, I don't know what time of day. It was like 1 a.m. when we're shooting these scenes.
Oh, my goodness.
So I knew that I had in my block the thing that everybody was waiting for a Shonda show. Yeah, for Bridgerton is this hot sex, you know, or sexy, the hot sexy of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to make it look good. And I had to think about, like, what movements were going to happen, what play they were going to be doing when they did get down to it, you know, what facial expressions they were going to have, what's going to be the turn on for them and for viewers down the road. So I had a lot to kind of bring. But I do have a background. I think even all the way back to the Watermelon Woman, even my shorts, you don't fade. You know, I always think that bodies are beautiful, you know, just knowing how to shoot that kind of close up, you know, shooting reaction shots, and then making sure to work around the concept of, for me, what kind of sex are we going to say that the brown woman's going to have outside of wedlock that last season the non-brown woman had, you know, in wedlock and we saw. So I had to kind of think about how I could play with that.
Oh, snap.
Right? So I wanted to make sure that was balanced. And I tossed those ideas. And luckily, Chris and the whole team, you know, Tom, all understood exactly. Oh, yes. We don't want to leave that message. I said, yeah, because you're going to have, like, some brown girl giving it up before she married when the women were gone last season, didn't do it. And they were like, you're right, Cheryl.
Oh, my gosh. We didn't think
about that. I said, all right, let's figure out the sex act that will work. That can be played with, so we don't get into that thing where, why does she have to do that? You know, so I was heard. And so I just felt really good about that. And I feel really great with what we shot and well, how it's going to come off. And people are going to really like, it does the job.
I didn't even consider that. Wow.
She paid a lot of attention to detail, especially in my intimacy scenes with Johnny. There were a few details that were directed and initiated by Cheryl to kind of, she wanted it to be, you know, this is an Indian girl we're seeing on screen maybe for the first time in a scene like this. And we want it to be empowering for her.
Yeah. In such a society and type of show where that was like absolutely a no-no. Yeah. Like you could barely touch somebody in the courtyard or be alone, unchaperoned.
Yeah.
And what message is that sending?
Yeah. But actually, it then made an even saucier, for a better word,
right,
kind of moment where we see Anthony giving pleasure to Kate. So it was Kate kind of having her cake, for a better word, which I think, yeah. I mean, which is, you know, I think it's really important to kind of portray females in their sexuality in such power and confidence and
right,
getting what they deserve. Gosh, yeah, 7 and 8. Yeah. My brother called me the other day and he's so sweet and so supportive, but he was like, are there any episodes that I kind of should flick through, by the way?
Just don't watch the whole last part of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you have to tell him?
It's easy to kind of pinpoint at least. It's gonna be great. I think it's gonna be wild. But working with Cheryl on those scenes on a whole, it was amazing. And I think by block 4, which is the block that she directed, we all kind of were so warmed up into our characters by then. It was such a joy working with her.
Especially when you see the fire between the two of them at the last ball. That I got to shoot that just where they fall in love completely. And she just, the two, what a match. I mean, you know, that casting was above me, but that was such, you know, karma from the Sharma.
Right.
Well, actually, I don't know if this is true. I definitely think in that final dance scene is that there is a version where they could have said the wrong thing at the wrong time, which could have meant that the other one, she could have left. And I felt like the stakes had to be so high. And the fact that she comes to him and says, you know, I needed someone to lean on at the ball. And I think they just edge closer and closer and closer. And then she leaves.
I think we've all experienced relationships like that where we're so afraid. Maybe it comes from a people-pleasing place, but we're so afraid maybe to just be honest with one another because of the fear of it crumbling. Where when actually it's the opposite of that. I think the more honest you are with each other in any relationship, that you give an opportunity to kind of grow and become a stronger relationship.
We should continue to keep our distance between us in light of
Perhaps we should not.
I actually weirdly had, you know, some odd knowledge of, I went to a little black girls dance school for 13 years of my life when I was a youngin, and working with the balls and the dances were just amazing, and it touched a whole different side of me, and you know, coordinating them and having that sensibility about music and dance and romance there was something that just was already in me, and just really kind of came out when, you know, we were working on that with Jack. He was just amazing.
Oh, Jack Murphy.
Yes. He was like,
I love him.
Jack and I just were like, the minute we had one meeting, it was like, you and me, when do you want to go out? When do you want to just come by and hang out? Because we just got it. We were just dancing up a storm, singing songs. So that was one person. And that was one quality of the showmaking that I didn't know I could just, I was all worried, like the balls. Oh my God, how do you deal with these big ass balls? You know, they're so coordinated. And then he and I worked it out and it was just beautiful. And it just clicked with some innate thing. It was like, you get it. I don't know why. Cheryl, you get it. And I was like, I guess I do. It's somewhere in me.
How many days did you have to shoot your ball scenes? And were they like on location or was there a soundstage built?
1 or 2 days. And they're, you know, the sets are already huge. So we, the ballrooms are pretty big sets. We just, you know, came up with them and rehearsed them. He rehearsed alone with the actors and the dancers. And then he rehearses the actors and then weaves those two together. But the dancers are the dancers, and then the actors who are dancing are actors who are dancing. So integrating the two of them is the magic. Then there's, you know, they're having, you know, story points and conversations that I have to film. So it's like how to make all that seamless.
I think they look beautiful together.
Beautiful indeed. Do they not? Do they not?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Then why is no one else dancing?
In addition to the big payoff scenes, you also have these big rejection scenes that you're doing. I just feel like you just had so much stuff to untangle.
Yeah, and I think actually, you know, we meet Kate and she's this extremely fierce, hardcore kind of tough cookie, but especially by the wedding, not that in a negative way, but you kind of see that kind of breakdown of it. And she's incredibly vulnerable and soft. And you see it all comes from a place of her being too afraid to maybe do what she wants because she's been so used to taking care of people around her.
With Simone, it was brilliant because we're just such good partners. It felt like we had such a good sense of team that we sort of did all the work on our own. We sort of naturally fell into a sort of work ethic where we didn't really run lines together and we kept it quite separate, which I think is really helpful. And then we would just talk loosely around what we thought was coming and when we'd read the scripts and what we thought. And so it meant that we could really surprise each other. And I think that's always really important. So we just sort of, I think we had the same instincts about the ways to approach telling the story, but also about Kate and Anthony. And they are very, very, very similar. And bonded through trauma and through experience and through being the first and eldest. And then in personality anyway, I think they're sort of wired in quite a similar way.
And it's actually then Anthony and Edwina actually are the ones that kind of grab her and are like, wait. I think Anthony literally does that with her in a closet where Kate's kind of hiding away and she's going to run away again. He grabs her and he's like, wait, just wait. Like, can we just take a moment and just talk about our feelings, about what's happening, but Kate just runs away because she's very scared.
And what of your family's financial
affairs? Lady Danbury has kindly offered to sponsor my mother and sister for another season. I'm certain they would do perfectly well on their own, as it is clear I am of no help.
You are running away.
Yeah, the approach to them coming together is so sort of delicate, and just felt like just to be as honest as possible every step of the way in playing each moment. And then in the end, the actual declaration of love is quite fairly simple, I think. And then you just fully trust Chris Van Dusen and the, you know, amazing Shondaland team to put it all together.
I think the way that it's made, like you feel, the show feels really good because the people involved with the show, the way that it's made, the family that makes it is having such a good time, and the love that's there, the cast and the crew, everybody feels it.
Everyone says that. Everyone talks about how tight-knit and safe the environment is, as in like we can take risks.
Tom Verica, who is the producing director, and that's the type of person who stays with the show the whole time. And, you know, he's had other shows and he's just a great guy. He's an actor himself. He was How to Get Away with Murder. He's the husband of Viola Davis.
Yes.
I mean, he's doing all of Queen Charlotte. But he actually, for us directors, for at least me and my relationship to him, we're born on the same day, May 13th. he's from Philly and I'm from Philly. His sister went to the same high school that I went to, which is quite interesting. I mean, we just had like so much synergy, and just the way that Tom loves and cares and caretakes as well as works is, I learned, my heart grew so much as a director and as a person from watching Tom, you know, how he handles the floor and how he works with people. That's the one best thing about working on a show. Great, you get to make great content, whatnot. But when you get to see other people work and learn from that process and incorporate that into your directing style, that's what matters. And I learned so much on Bridgerton. I must honestly say that I've learned so much. And I know that it's good. I'm taking it to Audrey. I'll take it to all the work that I'm doing now. And that's all that I could say, is that it was just the best experience I've had.
Oh my goodness.
But it was all great. It was a grand time. And I'm so blessed to have this conversation with you about it. It's bringing up so many great feelings that I'm going to carry through the rest of this day.
Oh. Gosh, I'm just really excited to see Johnny Bailey's take on Anthony Bridgerton's coming out into the marriage market and finding his love match, and for everyone to meet the Sharmas and to see them kind of ruffle up some feathers within the Tom that we know in Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
And also to see Phoebe, because we obviously fell in love with her in season one, but to see the Duchess kind of just slay in this season. She really has just grown so much as a character and as a person, and I think that's another very special thing for me, is befriending Phoebe and just getting to know her. And she gave me a lot of advice. I think that really meant a lot to me as well. So, yeah, I'm excited for all of those different things and for the world to just see it all unfold. This season's going to be fantastic.
Just want to add, Chris Van Dusen is an absolute hero, and I love Shondaland and Netflix. And everyone involved, the Bridgerton, they're all amazing.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Bridgerton, and a special thanks to all of our guests for joining us and sharing some of these fantastic stories and interviews from behind the scenes. If you enjoyed Bridgerton, the official podcast, please subscribe, share with your friends, rate, or leave us a review. Bridgerton, the official podcast, is executive produced by Sandy Bailey, Lauren Homan, Tyler Klang, and Gabrielle Collins. Our producer and editor is Vince DiGianni. Bridgerton, the official podcast, is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app or anywhere you subscribe to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.